Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome back in. Good Saturday morning from an undisclosed location. The Outdoor Show coming to you for hour number two. And, boy, hour number one was a lot of fun. We got more fun this hour. Lots of fishing reports, bad boys of the outdoors, and some of your text messages. We'll get some answers. I know got questions about fly rodding for redfish, and the Rummel Beast Feast has got people's mouth watering. So we might talk more about that and update you again. But we need to talk to Danica Williams about the Big Bass Rodeo and Fishtival that has taken place again after being shut down for 2 years during the pandemic, next Saturday, March 26th, at the New Orleans City Park Lagoons. Danica, good morning, and thanks for taking the time to join us. Oh, Danica's not there yet. Okay, well, as soon as you get her, let me know, because I'm going to talk about it a little bit myself. There are three categories and divisions for all ages. There's the bass, and they have an adult, youth, and a champions challenge. Past winners only compete in that one. That's kind of a neat category. Then the cichlid, brim, or perch category, that's both a youth and a team event. That's where that team camo comes in. And a bonus category for the largest catfish in the gar that might be caught. And by the way, a lot of people don't realize this, but the record for a bass coming out of these city park lagoons, 9.3 pound. That was the Lunker Bass, and there's a lot of big bass in there. As Jeff was talking about, the Wildlife and Fisheries does some shockings, and they take care of finding out, inventorying what the bass on a situation looks good. Okay, we now have Danica joining us. Good morning, Danica. I just ran down the divisions, but I want you to talk more about some of the other events going on, like Battle for the Bass and the Boats on the Bayou.
Absolutely, Don. Boats on the Bayou is a fairly new division that we've had in the recent years. It is for kayaks and canoes and other non-motorized vessels on Bayou St. John. And we also have Massey's this year back again as a sponsor. So anybody that joins the Battle for the for the Boats on the Bayou, you have a chance to win a $500 gift card to Massey's. You don't even have to place. All you have to do is sign up and fish the tournament, and your name gets put into a hat for a $500 gift card thanks to Massey's. Also, we have a $250 gift card to Massey's for the biggest bass. So for the Boats on the Bayou this year, we have two categories. You can go out and try to catch a bass, but if you catch anything else besides a bass to bring in a legal fish, then you can weigh that in for what we're calling a trash bash. And that'll be first, second, and third for both of those categories. You can also, if you do not have a kayak and you wish to fish in the Boats on the Bayou tournament, Massey's is offering kayaks for free rentals that day. You just have to contact us and get your name on there pretty quickly, because they'll go fast. So if you do not have a kayak and you want to fish in Boats on the Bayou, you can still get in on that action. Massey's is offering those kayaks for free.
Very generous of them. Danica, what about Battle for the Bass? This was put in a few years ago for the students.
Yes, great minds come together. Like Don, thank you very much in coming up with this idea to put student competition in here. And so you can have a school participate 7th grade through 12th grade. You can have 1 to 5 members per team, and you can have multiple teams per school. You can online register now. It's only $5 per student for online registration, and then $10 day of. This category is sponsored by Berkeley. They've put together up to $1,000 in prizes for the students. The first 100 students that register for the tournament will get Berkeley gear, and then first, second, and third place for this category will get Berkeley Rod and Reel combos, and also plaques with the Battle for the Bass logo to bring home. And then the first place team will go home with tons of prizes. They're going to get the rod and reel combos. They're going to get tackle packages from Berkeley. And they're also going to get $200 in gift certificates to local sporting goods like Martian Bayou, Puglia's, and Gus's. Thanks to all those guys for coming up and helping with this rodeo. We have a lot of new stuff this year. We haven't done this for 2 years, and we really miss it. We're eager to get it back, and we're just thankful for all the sponsors that we have.
Well, that category makes me want to go back to high school to qualify for some of that. That's a great deal. All right, now, from 9 to noon, the festival, and this is really good for the younger kids. Tell us about that. That's going to be emceed by Captain C.T. Williams. I think you know him.
Yeah, a little bit. This is going to be a lot of fun, Don. If you don't like to fish, or even if you come out with your family, and some people are going to fish in the rodeo and some people are not, this is a free, what we call fishtable, and it is from 9 to noon, and it'll have exhibits, educational exhibits, hands-on exhibits from Wildlife and Fisheries, a lot of other organizations, the Fish and Wildlife, and actually Audubon is coming out this year with their exhibits with bugs, and Wildlife and Fisheries will have a mobile touch tank, which will have tons of different fish species for you guys, for everybody to look at, and tell the different characteristics. We'll have our hatchery biologists out. We'll have our inland biologists out, and they'll talk about how they manage the lagoons and Bayou St. John, and the stocking that we've done over the years, and just tons of stuff that we'll have. A fishing tackle Mardi Gras toss. So weigh-in will close at 11, and soon after 11, the Mardi Gras music will start, and we'll have volunteers on the stage that'll be throwing out tons of tackle and shirts and hats, and we'll have a DJ out, and raffles for sure. So we'll have a few different raffle packages. We have West Marine has donated a bunch of items for a mystery tackle box or a mystery ice chest. We have a fishing package, and we also have a kayak from Academy that we will be raffling off that day.
It's one of the greatest fishing bargains around. $10 for an adult, that's 13 and up. Only $5 for those that are 12 and under. Registration starts from 6 to 8, and then the hours of fishing are 6:30 till 11 a.m., and then, as you mentioned, the festival is going to be taking place. And understand, Danica, there's going to be a tribute to Kay Florain, who, when you mention New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo, you can't not think of Kay Florain. And you and I visited with her, you know, during her illness and her last days, and I don't know whether you know this, but she told me that she had a lot of faith in you, that you were going to pick up the baton and continue this, and as she did, and I think you're coming through.
Well, thank you, Don. It's definitely bittersweet. She was a chair for 14 years, but a really great friend. And, she volunteered for anything she could. She was a volunteer for Wish to Fish, for Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries. She was just dedicated. She loved fishing in the marsh, but she loved even more, even when she was sick. And you know this, that she just loved sharing her knowledge with others and making sure that, you know, folks didn't take it for granted, to get out there and fish and show everyone what we have, the resources that we have right here in our backyard, and just to teach others not just what we have here, but to actually show them how to get out and enjoy it, and teach them how to cast, and teach them how to tie knots, and teach them what baits to use. So she just loved sharing her knowledge and experience, and she was just a beautiful person inside and out.
Well, I know she'd be very proud of you, because you've continued the tradition that she started, and you're doing a great job with it, and certainly keep it up. Danica, thanks for getting up early with us this morning and doing this, and hopefully we'll get some results, some really good results on catches, and some good weather for next weekend.
Thank you so much, Don.
All right, Danica Williams with the New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to the Born on the Bayou guy, Mike Gallo. I saw him this week, picked up a big redfish that a couple of his very young customers donated for a St. Joseph's altar. We're back with his report after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is brought to you by Cito, and they've got their special on. You get 14 months for the price of 12. All you got to do is if you go online, put in FISH2022, or if you call Captain Chris at 504-301-4545, tell him you want the FISH 2022 Spring Special. And what it'll do is give you fuel drops, unlimited tow-ins, jump starts, whatever it takes to get you back to the dock safely. That's CETO. And if you want to do it online, it's very easy, CETO.com. Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, I saw some of your catch this week. Some big, beautiful blue catfish was the highlight of that trip you had with the Bosley boys. And Glenn Sanchez was telling us similar things are going over at Shell Beach. This has kind of been the spring and winter of the catfish in this area, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, John, I guess it's a perk, if there's such a thing, of opening the spillway, that we get this abundance of catfish. They're certainly welcomed when we do catch them because they're very good on the table.
And what about some of the other species this week? I mean, we got wind blowing today is going to kind of hamper things. It might change a little more direction and become more easterly than northwest, which is what it's supposed to be today, and then go to northeast and eventually east. But what can you suggest for people that are looking for either trout or and or reds and sheephead?
Well, on a day like today and being late March, you'll definitely have to fish in the marsh. Now, that day that you came by and saw those two young men with their catch, all of that was caught in the marsh. And I was fishing deep holes where two bayous intersect. And hopefully you know some areas where there's holes with shells on the bottom in your area where you prefer to fish. But that's all we did, live shrimp on the bottom. Wrigley's had some beautiful live shrimp. We fished those on the bottom. And some holes would be a mix. It would be drum and sheephead, the catfish, the occasional redfish. And then other holes, there would be more trout than anything else. And we even had some bass mixed in there with them. I guess it's a theory. You know, I like to theorize on different things. But I think in those holes where you do have trout, they're so much faster in the water than those other fish, they're going to sort of gobble up all the food that comes through with the current. So I think the other fish move off because they're just not fast enough to get to the bait before the trout do. So when you find a spot that does have trout, chances are there's going to be mostly trout in there, maybe a red mixed in. when you do get to a hole and you are catching those other species, drum, sheephead, flounder, those are all slower fish, and that might be what's there more so than anything else. So I often think of the speed of the fish in the water when I'm catching whatever I'm catching at a certain spot.
Mike, any particular suggestions for today? If you were headed out and you were interested in duplicating your mixed catch with those boys and somebody wanted to do that and not particularly interested in one species but just want to get something bending the line and something good to take home and eat, would you suggest going into those interior marshes and working those holes and kind of hanging out of that wind?
Well, we had high winds last weekend that kept the water in the local area. Wrigley's and Lake Catherine had some dirty water. Little Lake is fairly dirty because the Pearl River is high. So I went down towards Bayou B Avenue in the Intercoastal Waterway, and I fished all those bayous throughout that area. And it's protected water. So that would be my same suggestion for today, is to hit those deeper canals, the turns of the bayous where two or more bayous intersect. There's generally a deep hole. You can get on the leeward side so that you can cast with the wind. And we caught some with plastic this week as well, but certainly the live shrimp works really good, especially when you have some youngsters like we had on Tuesday.
Yeah, those boys, you know, with kids today with short attention spans, it's better to let them get into fish no matter what the species and keep them busy and let them have fun. They certainly look like they had a fun day with you guys.
Yeah, the grandfather works with one of them, and I worked with the other one, and we call it steal and reel. You know, you hook a fish, and they come to reel it in for you. And they caught several on their own when they were holding the rods. A lot of fun, and, you know, at the same time, we get to introduce two youngsters into the joys of fishing that we all enjoy so much.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get in on that joy, we've got you listed on my website. You're easy to find there. Give us your site and phone number.
My website is very easy, aaofla.com, and my phone number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Hopefully it'll be ringing for you, and we'll catch up with you again next week, Mike.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, a.k.a. Born on the Bayou. All right, we come back after this. Paddling information. Brendan Bayard joins us, and we'll get our results from that big Paddlepalooza tournament that was held last weekend at Delta Marina. It's all coming up right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's time for our Paddler's Report. The Paddler's Report is a presentation of Massey's and the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. If you heard Danica talking about the boats on the bayou, that's Bayou St. John runs parallel to New Orleans City Park. At the Bass Rodeo in the park lagoons, they do not allow boats, but if you want to use a paddlecraft, canoe, kayak, other boat that's non-motorized, you can fish in Bayou St. John. And if you fish, you will be automatically entered into a drawing for a $500 Massey's gift card. And that'll get you a lot at Massey's. And there's also another $250 gift card for the biggest bass that is caught by any one of the participants in the boats on the bayou. That is Massey's. And if that's not enough, they've got free kayak rentals for this event only. You need to contact Massey's and tell them you want one, and you can get a free rental for that one day next Saturday morning. Brendan Bayard joins us to talk more about kayak fishing. And, Brendan, what horrendous conditions ahead for the Paddlepalooza, and a very good fisherman. You know, they say cream rises to the top, and I think it happened last weekend.
Yeah, it was quite the weather event last weekend. Friday was a banner day. It was magical in all senses. You know, that pre-front condition, we all went out. We had a couple of tournaments going on this last weekend, and the conditions for Friday were wonderful, nice and foggy and overcast, and the trout were biting fierce. And then you went to bed and you woke up and the wind was blowing 40 miles an hour and the water was down 3 feet from the day before. And it was only getting lower as the day went by. It was really, really one of the toughest conditions of fishing I've ever fished in one of our tournaments. I was really surprised we didn't even cancel the tournament. But, you know, sometimes we just, it's too much work to reschedule. But everybody stayed safe. You know, we had a really nice, serious captain's meeting the night before to talk to everybody about that. And some people found some fish. There was, I think, a little over 100 people signed up. And we only had 17 people bring fish to the weigh. And that's how tough the conditions were. Granted, a lot of those people didn't even decide to go out and fish. You know, you're out there and you're looking at that kind of wind and water and mud, and you're just like, nah, I think I'll go have some breakfast, which most normal people would do. But some of us ventured out. I waited until about 8 to start fishing and caught some redfish, caught two redfish, and placed with those. And then, you know, the people that found the fish, the trout and flounder were really, really scarce. Nobody actually caught a true slam in the tournament. So all the winners, you know, in the slam category had two fish. Steve Lessard, you know, the one of the best fishermen in the club, got it done, had about, you know, I think he finished around 7 pounds, maybe 7.5 pounds between his two fish, which was really good for that day. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but whenever you have the conditions we had, it was really well done, and congratulations to him. I know he hasn't won this tournament before. It's always been one that he's been wanting to get done, and he finally did, and really happy for him.
Great former world champion. Brendan, today not nearly as bad as it was last week, but it's going to be blowing down along the coast. What advice can you give people that are just going to fish today and like the ones that had to fish in the tournament last week when you're dealing with these kind of winds? What are your tactics?
We really found the fish last weekend with going up and down the whole Highway 23 corridor. Where I found them was down at the bottom where the wind was actually stacking against the road down towards Venice. Because if you imagine, we have a north wind, but once you get down to Venice, the road direction changes as it goes out to, like, on that tidewater road. And the wind was helping stack it against that road. And so we had a little bit of depth compared to all the rest of the areas over, compared to like Bay Adams or Pierce or something like that, where the water had really sunken and kind of been blown out. And that's where I found my fish over there. The canal situations, you know, where you have a deeper canal by the marsh, like like Happy Jack or one of those areas up there. You know, the pumping stations over by Yellow Cotton Bay, that was an area that was productive last weekend. The any of those areas where you would fish in the winter, what's that place up at the top? Myrtle Grove was one of the better places. So all those kind of places that have deep water, that have some protection, that's where I would fish if the wind was over, you know, 20 or so.
Yep. You know, water is one of the primary requirements, criteria for holding fish. They got to have water. Fish can't live in mud, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's certainly harder to present that lure in that dirtier condition.
Absolutely. Brendan, thanks for the report and the update on the Palooza. And when's the next event coming up for the Bayou Coast?
I'm not sure, but the trout fishing was really, really amazing on Friday, Donna. I'm really encouraged for what the spring holds. I think we're going to have a banner trout spring. We caught, I think on Friday, I had almost a limit of trout, and all the fish that I caught were between 17 and 22 inches. It was amazing.
Wow.
They were all on top water. One of the best trout days I've had all year, and that was over there in the Burris area. I mean, I think if you have a nice weather condition, get out to that area, go look. You know, there's all those oyster, those scattered oyster fields out there. Just drift across that stuff, and you'll have a great time.
All right. Sounds good. Brendan, thanks so much for the report and the update on the Palooza. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Bye.
All right, Brendan Bayard, he's also one of the better fishermen from the kayaks. All right, we come back after this. It's the case of the bad driver, bad boy. It's outdoors time. Also got a few text messages we'll catch up on, and we got a report from Ryan Lambert, who was one of the stars of the Gunning for a Cure Bayou Wild shooting team, and then we'll wrap it up. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
And checking on our text message board, we have the old colonel from Redwood, Mississippi, said he's going turkey hunting today. Well, we should be open here in Louisiana, but that's another story for another day. Old colonel, we're going to put you down on our list of listener nicknames. Thanks for checking in with us. All right, we also have the backstrap stacker checking in. He says, thanks for that Rummel Beast Feast menu. I'm starving now. He's checking in for Mobile Bay. Headed out to slay some reds this morning. Good luck to you, stacker. Hope you get them. All right, we're going to pause 10 seconds for a quick station ID. And we come back, it'll be a Bad Boys of the Outdoors feature, the case of the bad boy, bad driver. We're back with his story right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, although the Louisiana deer season had been closed for several weeks, on March 7th, Alex Beebe admitted to Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Corporal Zachary Mache that he and Kinley Howard had killed two deer in the early morning hours of the previous day off Abbey Road in Jefferson Davis Parish. Agent Mache was also called by the Kinder Police Department, where they had pulled the two men over for a traffic stop. That's when they discovered two freshly cleaned deer in ice chests in the bed of Beebe's truck. The deer were eventually donated to a local charity. While citations were written for hunting deer during a closed season, hunting deer during illegal hours, and hunting deer from a public road, which including $3,249 of civil restitution payback, could result in total criminal fines of $5,499 and 120 days in jail for 29-year-old Alex M. Beebe and 29-year-old Kinley Howard, both of Iowa, Louisiana, are bad boys of the outdoors. Well, the moral of that story, if you're going to hunt illegally, don't get stopped for a traffic violation. Could end up on this show. All right, we come back after this. I got one texter wants to know about a choice for a fly rod combo handling catching of redfish. I've got my suggestion, and we'll get Brian Lamberts, who is a professional fly fishing for redfish guide. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man is another name for this guy, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, who represented us very well on last weekend's Bayou Wild Gunning for a Cure shooting team. Ryan, thanks for coming out and being part of that. I think we made a pretty good show in considering those conditions, the way that wind was blowing, making those targets do some crazy things.
I tell you what, it was sporty to say the least, but it was fun. You know? We shot pretty good for a bunch of boys that don't shoot sporting clays.
Well, you know, I think it might have been a little bit of an advantage having that wind like that, because then you become more instinctive in more hunting conditions, where if you shoot a lot of sporting clays and you shoot the same setup each time, you kind of get conditioned into it, where when something's different in the flight pattern changes or the speed, it throws you off. But a hunter, because of those birds, you never know what they're going to do, you can do a little better.
Oh, that's a fact. That's a fact. You know, especially in the wind. You know, you're hunting ducks in the wind. You get one shot. Then after that, they're gone. They'll open up them wings and they like kites.
Hyperspace.
Incredible. But,
yeah. Ryan, I got a question from a listener that wanted recommendation on purchasing a fly rod combo for handling redfish. I use a 9 weight. I guess you could go light on an 8. Some people even like the big, heavier 10s. But what should you look for? I like a Loomis rod and a nice, big, thick butt on it, because, you know, when you're dealing with redfish, you got a real fighter on the other end. This is not like jerk and perch or a small bass with a fly rod. This is totally different. This is a fish with a lot of pull and power and strength. What are you using? What do you recommend? And you got to keep in mind, now, this is not especially you, because you have a tendency to go light on everything. You shoot with a 20-gauge duck hunting, you know, because you like the finesse part of it and you're very good at it. But for an average angler, what would you set him up with if you were taking somebody out that's not really a veteran fly fisherman and you got him out looking for redfish?
Well, we use 8 even on bull reds. You get up there at 10 weight, it's harder to throw. So if you got a guy that's just learning, just get you a nice 8 weight with floating line, something that shoots real good. I use an airflow line that shoots really well. Just 8 weight. I mean, I went day before yesterday, and we catching bulls and giant black drums on the 8 weight.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of power, especially if you get those big bulls. Now, small redfish is a different story, but you're catching those bulls 20 pounds and up. You know, that's quite a fight.
That's
on
all we've been fishing. Yeah, that's all we've been fishing. But you got to think, you have a 9-foot rod. You have so much leverage. Everybody thinks it's harder to fight them on the fly rod, but you got 2 extra foot of leverage on them. So, yeah, you can fight them really good on an 8.
And what about the tip on it? I mean, it's not necessary that you have a real fast, flimsy tip on it, but I guess with an 8 weight, it kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah, well, my 8 weight is pretty stiff, you know, the ones I have, mm-hmm. but I have some other ones. I have I got about 88 weights, you know.
Yeah. And what about does the reel make any difference? You know, you're really fighting fish with the reel is just to keep the line managed, but you're fighting the fish with the rod, really.
Yeah, but if you're going to fish redfish and bull reds, you need a good drag, you know. There's so many reels out there. You know, you got your Able that are so fine. Orvis makes great rods at a decent price. That Orvis rod is a real nice rod, too. gosh, it's, you know, that game is so particular. You know, I always say fly fishermen are queer for gear. I mean, they just love the technical part of it, tying their own flies, and everybody's got a favorite fly rod, a favorite line, and then they get the down to the tippet and stuff. Me, I'm gonna throw some line on that. I'm not even throwing a tippet on mine. I'm just tying. You know, I might have a piece of 30 and then have some 12 or 15 tied to that. That's it. You know,
yeah.
Our redfish in Louisiana aren't like redfish in Florida and Texas. I mean, you throw it out there, you're going to get bit. Them, well, you got to have everything. You'll, like bone fishing. When I bone fish, I use a 9-foot leader that's a 12-pound or 12-foot leader that's 12-pound test. I mean, you got this long, long leader, and they so spooky, it's incredible. So you have a 12-foot leader. Man, here you get away with a 3-foot piece of mono on your line.
Yeah, redfish are not picky. They're not picky.
No. Bonefish are, oh, my word, they are so spooky. They are fun.
And, Ryan, we've had a lot of changes this week. You know, spring has arrived. It's not officially here, I don't think, on the calendar, but it's here. Stuff is blooming. Weather's changing. What change is going on down there by you as far as the fishery?
Well, the river crested today at 13 foot. So it's it'll start falling a little bit, which will help out with the trout, because everything this week, the full moon was last night, so everything's changing. In fact, I hadn't looked outside yet, but I bet you we're going to have some black-bellied squealers come. So the blackberries are blooming. The ducks will be here any day now. I figured they'd be here this morning. But down there, the speckled trout are starting to move out of their winter haunts, and usually it'll be next week. Everything will change. They'll start coming out in the bay and getting on top of the reefs. Yeah, it's full moon right now. So everything will change this week. You know, you see the whole world turned green this week. It's beautiful. Cypress trees are blooming. So the river's got a lot to do with what's going on. But I've never seen so many sheepheads in my life. I mean, people are loading the docks with barrels of sheepheads. You know, but everybody fishes primarily shrimp these days, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay with being a plastic man as long as I'm still fishing, but man, that live shrimp thing is out of sight. I mean, I guess that's probably the reason all the sheepheads now. I'm talking about wheelbarrows full of them.
Yeah.
And they really,
well, you agree with the paint them, but... Yeah, you agree with the fish. Shrimp are for eating, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't want to feed the fish. I want to go out there and catch them and outsmart them. You know, it's a sport to me and always will be. And, you know, it's great for customers to go out there if they don't have a great bunch of talent and want to catch some fish and haven't fished before. It's super great to go out there with live shrimp and a cork. I mean, they see the bite. They don't have to feel it. I'm just different. I'm a different bird, I guess.
Well, we're glad to have you. Ryan, thanks so much for the update. CajunFishingAdventures.com. Give them that good old phone number you answer all the time.
Yeah, they call me direct at 504-559-5111. And you need to come down and catch these catfish. Oh, my gosh, they're everywhere.
I'm ready. Let's go do it.
All right, buddy.
See you later. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. We call him the Plastic Man. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to get to the final text messages coming in, and we'll wrap up this week's edition of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque radio program. And if you're just joining us, we've been broadcasting from an undisclosed location, kind of on a special mission here. I'll tell you next week where it was and why, and you'll understand. But wrapping up this week's show, let's get to our text message board and get to some of what you or the listeners are reporting and commenting. Here's one with regard to the fines on our bad boys. It says, maybe if the fines were much higher, people would obey hunting and fishing laws. You know, that might be somewhat true, and the fine money is great because it goes to a good use to help conservation. But there have been psychological studies done of these bad boys. And the thing that is the biggest deterrent, believe it or not, is if their license were pulled and they could no longer hunt and fish. Kind of a death sentence for hunting and fishing violations. And if they do continue to do it, then they throw them in jail. That is the real deterrent. All right, we have the big man Bassin checking in. We got Doug and Greg. They're heading to Grand Isle. Good luck to you guys. We got a, hey, Don, first time listening out of Overland Park, Kansas. Oh, I love Kansas, especially for the pheasant and turkey hunting. By the way, how did you find out about us in Overland Park? Text me back and let me know how you found out about our show. Let's see. We got, here's one. The Mayhaws are blooming on Bayou Paquet. The Mayhaws are blooming there, and the bass are spawning on Bayou Liberty. And seed taters popping out on the ground. Looks good. Spring on Bayou Liberty. That's from my friend Big Mike. And let's see. Jason, my barber's checking in. He says, good morning on this wonderful Saturday morning. And let's see. We've got another good morning. Tomorrow's first day of spring, officially. But who cares? I can't wait. I'm going topwater. That's Perry from Galliano. Yeah, I love to catch fish on topwater baits. And here's David over in Mobile, says that Rummel Beast Feast menu sounds incredible and only $60. Heck, you won't eat that good anywhere in New Orleans area for that price. If I weren't in Mobile, you know where I'd be that night. That is going to be Wednesday night. Come on out there. I'm going to be out there doing my volunteer work and maybe emceeing a little bit. Incredible menu there, and it's too long to read out again, but if you go to RummelRaiders.com and look for the Beast Feast, and we named it that because it certainly is a feast, and the main dishes are some of the beasts. So come to the Archbishop Rummel High School Beast Feast Wednesday night, $60, pay one price, all you can drink and eat of some of the finest wild game and seafood you're going to find anywhere. Some of these guys are pretty good cooks, I can tell you that. All right, well, thank you for all of you who tuned in, as you do each and every Saturday morning. Hope you'll tune us in again next Saturday morning. Don't forget to tune us in on Bayou Wild TV. If you're a dog lover, got a great show coming up for you next week. This week, it's all about squirrel hunting. We call it the Mississippi Squirrel Revival. Some kids and their daddies went out and enjoyed the long-time sport of squirrel hunting. You know, squirrel hunting used to be the number one game in Louisiana, and that has now been surpassed by deer hunting. But I got to tell you, squirrel hunting, you take a youngster squirrel hunting, he really learns to hunt. That is really hunting, you know, hiding and stealth and marksmanship, and you get a little bit of exercise too. It's not like sitting in a clubhouse looking at a green field, which is kind of boring, but hey, it's also productive too. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Next week, I'll tell you where I was broadcasting from this week, and you'll understand why it's undisclosed. Until then, be safe out there. Enjoy the great outdoors with the ones you love, and we'll see you again next week with another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.